Timmins, nearly $13 million in healthcare cash has been announced for the local hospital. Today, the province announced $12.9 million for Timmins and District Hospital, TOD, for hospital beds, base funding increases, and one-time funding for financial pressures throughout the year. There's over $5.9 million for 41 alternative level of care and alternative health facility health beds, 38 of which are at St. Mary's Gardens and 3 at TADH. These beds are already in use. This funding is provided to the hospital to continue the operation of those beds, said TADH CEO and President Kate Fife during the press conference. There are 41 beds that have been put in place to deal with the additional ALC pressures the hospital has been experiencing. The province is providing $4.2 million more for the hospital's operating budget, which will help lower wait times in the emergency room and medical imaging department and to balance the budget. Amid a snowstorm that has closed several area roads, TADH Board Chair Kramer Grenke pointed out that the weather speaks to why easily accessible healthcare is so important in northern communities. "It's a stark reminder of the unique challenges we face here in northern Ontario," he said. "These conditions can make traveling distances dangerous, especially for those in need of urgent care. This is why investments like these are not just important, they're crucial." The province is also providing $2.8 million in one-time funding to help address financial pressures. As with many hospitals across the province, costs to provide care have risen, so this funding is much needed to make sure that we can continue to provide the services that we need in our community, said Fife. "It's critical that our hospital has the capacity to be able to provide those services." Timmins MPP George Peary stressed the need to fund the hospital in Timmins, as it serves so many communities throughout the north. He also cited the large gold mining operations and the fly-in fly-out communities surrounding them as another reason to increase funding at TADH. "If there's something that happens, where will they go? They will come right here, into this hospital in Timmins. This is the hub," he said. "That's why this hospital is so important. That's why getting the funding is so important. We are the hub of healthcare in northeastern Ontario." "The funding announced today is already making a difference," said Fife. "We are feeling the impact of that today," she said. "It really is immediate.